This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Lawyers for the founder and former CEO of HealthSouth say he played no part in a conspiracy to inflate the company's earnings. Richard Scrushy is on trial in Birmingham federal court, accused in a scheme to overstate the physical therapy giant's profits by $2.7 billion. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Defense attorney Jim Parkman portrayed Richard Scrushy as a leader who was duped by his financial officers. He said Scrushy had a respiratory therapy degree and relied on the accountants to handle the numbers. This is not a dumb defense, he told jurors, but a defense based on being lied to. Yesterday's opening statements provided a glimpse of what's to come over the next several months in Scrushy's federal trial on a host of criminal charges, including conspiracy, securities fraud, and money laundering. Outside the courthouse, Scrushy was upbeat about his case.
We're here to win. We're glad that we're here today, and we wanted to face our accusers, and we want to move on through this and get on with our lives.
One of those accusers took the witness stand for the prosecution. Former CFO Aaron Beam described pressure from Scrushy to make sure the company met Wall Street expectations. He's the first of a line of former officers who were expected to testify that Scrushy was a hands-on boss who directed them to inflate earnings in order to pump up stock prices. His trial is one of three high-profile business fraud cases now underway. Patrick Burns of Taxpayers Against Fraud says they reveal a corporate culture driven to lure investors.
What's been going on now for quite a long time is a big wink at fraud, a sort of an idea that you can say anything and do anything, and nobody's really minding the store and minding the numbers.
In Birmingham yesterday, the government's first witnesses were two former stockholders who said they relied on HealthSouth's annual reports and statements by Scrushy that the firm was financially sound. U.S. Attorney Alice Martin told jurors that Scrushy wanted to make the company look more profitable than it really was so he could make money. She claimed he made more than $150 million from stock sales and exercising stock options. Martin said Scrushy used that money to buy an airplane, a Rolls Royce, and expensive boats. The list of lavish purchases she showed the jury prompted federal judge Karen Bowdrey to remind jurors that Mr. Scrushy is not on trial for being a wealthy man or for making and spending money. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Birmingham.